This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has filed a charge sheet in Delhi's Rose Avenue court, naming the Congress leaders Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi in the money laundering case related to the National Herald newspaper. The charge sheet also names the Congress overseas chief Sam Prithrota, the Suman Dubey, and others. The special judge Vishal Gogne has posted the matter for further proceedings on the 25th of this month. A prosecution complaint has been filed under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act for the offence of money laundering. Meanwhile, the Congress has reacted to the Enforcement Directorate charge sheet against Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi, alleging that the agency's move is nothing but politics of vendetta. In the social media post, the party General Secretary Jairam Ramesh criticized the move, reacting to it. The BJP hit out the opposition party for calling the ED's action vendetta politics. Speaking to the Akashvani News, the BJP spokesperson Nalin Kohli said that merely labeling it as vendetta politics does not negate the core issue that it is under investigation. The Supreme Court laid down the stringent guidelines for the prevention and the expedited trial of the child trafficking-related offences across the country. The Bench of Justices, J.B. Pardiwala and R. Madhavan, are also directed the high courts across the country to issue the directions to the lower courts to complete the trial of child trafficking cases in 6 months. The top court issued the directions while hearing the anticipatory bail pleas filed by the accused in the child trafficking case in Uttar Pradesh. The court criticized the Uttar Pradesh government handling at the child trafficking cases and the Allahabad High Court for issuing bail for child trafficking accused. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to the Danish counterpart Mette Frederiksen. During this telephonic conversation, both the leaders reaffirmed the strong support for the India-Denmark Green Strategic Partnership and discussed the enhancing cooperation across the sectors for the benefit of the people for both the countries. Recalling the high-level exchanges between both the countries ever since the launch of the Green Strategic Partnership in 2020, the leaders noted that the expansion of the Green Strategic Partnership in various fields, which have created favorable conditions for Danish investments in India to contribute to green transition. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Mr. Frederiksen has discussed the regional and the global developments of mutual interest. The Union Minister of Road Transport and Highways, Nitin Gadkari, yesterday emphasized the significance of the infrastructure development for the country and set the goal to expedite the highway construction to a rate of 100 kilometers per day. Addressing the All India Management Association 10th National Leadership Conclave in Delhi, he stated that within the next 18 months, the country's road infrastructure will surpass the United States of America.
अभी मैंने घोषणा की पार्लियामेंट में इसी सेशन में कि हम 25,000 किलोमीटर 2-4 लेन बनाएंगे और जो टेक्नोलॉजी की बात है वो बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट है. कॉस्ट ऑफ कंस्ट्रक्शन को कम करना और क्वालिटी ऑफ कंस्ट्रक्शन को इम्प्रूव करना और वेस्ट मटेरियल का यूज करना इको फ्रेंडली, इस पर हमारे इम्फोसिस है. मैं 100 किलोमीटर पर डे ये टारगेट रखकर काम कर रहा हूँ. और जहां तक देश की बात है, 1.5 साल में अमेरिकन नेशनल हाईवे से हमारे हाईवे अच्छे बनेंगे, ये मैं आपको विश्वास दिला सकता.
Bangladesh has suspended the import of yarn from India through land exports, and this National Board of Revenue of Bangladesh issued the notification in this regard. It said that the import of the yarn through the Benapole, Bomra, Sona Masjid, Banglabandha and Burimadi land ports will no longer be permitted. According to the local media, these ports were primary entry points for the yarn imports from India. In IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 16 runs at Chandigarh's Maharaja Yadavendra Singh International Stadium, Chandigarh, last night. Chasing a target of 112 runs set by the Punjab Kings, Kolkata Knight Riders were all out for 95 in 15.1 overs. Earlier, Punjab Kings won the toss and opted to bat first, and they were all out for 111 runs in 15.3 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.